this one too here. And crush your glasses. Okay. Hello, everyone. This is I'm Reverend Dr. Roger Paul, and beside me here is Diane, Reverend Diane Silverhawk. And tonight is November 6, 2013. And tonight we're going to study Paper 26 of the Urantia Book, Ministering Spirits of the Central Universe. And that starts on page 285.1 of the Urantia Book. Or paper 26.01. Okay? And let's have a little prayer and we'll get started. I'll go ahead and pray tonight. Father, thank you for bringing us together again tonight. And thank you for these people coming and listen to us. We pray that you'll open all of our hearts and our minds, that we might learn something tonight and take it with us, that we might share it with others. And pray that we'll open up new avenues of service to you as we go about our daily lives. We thank you for this opportunity to serve you, and we thank you for the opportunity to learn and teach others. We pray that you'll watch over our family and our friends and bless us in these endeavors. We say this in the name of your son, Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Okay. Paper 26. I'm going to start out explaining a couple things about some slides in the slide program that I sent out, or you can download online. I added three new slides at the beginning, and it's basically the ministering spirits and what we're going to talk about tonight. The primary supernaphim, the secondary supernaphim, the tertiary supernaphim, the primary secondaphim, the tertiary secondaphim, and the secondary secondaphim. And what I wanted to point out is I've put the level of each one of these, like the primary secondaphim is the primary. Let me go ahead and one more slide here. Here we go. The primary supernaphim is the paradise level, okay? And also the secondary supernaphim is the seven sacred spheres surrounding paradise, and they also serve in Havona. I don't want to mislead you on that. And the tertiary supernaphim serve in Havona, on the Havona level. And these charts just show us the different things. You can probably see it behind me. I know you at home on the Skype you probably won't be able to see this, but the next slide is basically the super universe level or Arvontan. And here it talks about the primary secondaphim, the tertiary secondaphim, and the secondary secondaphim. And I wanted to show y'all that on the slides before we get started here. And go back. So, let's go to the first slide. Let me bring this down here and get started. You want to start tonight?
Okay. Ministering spirits of the central universe. Supernaphim are the ministering spirits of paradise and the central universe. They are the highest order of the lowest group of the children of the infinite spirit, the angelic host. Such ministering spirits are to be encountered from the Isle of Paradise to the worlds of time and space. No major part of the organized and inhabited creation is without their services.
Okay, and these are very, very important angels here, right? They are the ministering spirits of paradise. When we get they not only minister to the paradise pilgrims that live there that are descending down through Havona, but they also minister to us when we get to paradise too. Millie, we just started. We're on the very first paragraph of 26. That's page 285. Okay?
Hey, Millie.
I'm there.
Hi, Millie. All right. So let's go on to the next slide. All right, the next slide is a picture that I have here, and it shows the origin of the primary supernaphim. And this is not in this page. It talks about this a little bit later on in this paper, but I wanted to show this to you. Basically, the primary supernaphim originate with the infinite spirit. In other words, they are created directly by the infinite spirit, one of the few orders that are. The secondary beings of this order, the secondary supernaphim, are created by the seven master spirits. And the tertiary supernaphim are created by the seven spirits of the circuit. And we're going to find out later tonight that the seven circuits of the spirit basically are a group that appeared after, right after the first pilgrim arrived on Havona. That was the times of Grand Fonda, if I remember correctly, which is kind of interesting. So they weren't originally there when the super universe, that super universe, was created, which I thought was kind of interesting. All right. Give me a second here. Let me see which next slide I need to put up here. Okay. Okay. The ministering spirits. Let's see. I guess I'll take the first one, and then Dennis, are you back yet? No, not yet. Okay. Well, Linda, why don't you take the first paragraph, the ministering spirits.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, sure can.
Angels are the ministering spirit associates of the evolutionary and ascending will creatures of all space. They are also the colleagues and working associates of the higher hosts and divine personalities of the spheres. The angels of all orders have distinct personalities and are highly individualized. They all have a large capacity for appreciation of the ministrations of the religion director. Together with the messenger hosts of space, the ministering spirits enjoy seasons of rest and change. They possess very social natures and have an associative capacity far transcending that of human beings.
Okay, so they kind of have some of the social natures that we do, right? Which is kind of interesting. And they talk about them as the evolutionary and descending will creatures of all space. So they evolve much like we do over time, which is kind of interesting. They aren't created with all their perfect endowments. They're created perfect enough to lead us. Okay. So, Millie, would you take the next paragraph and the seven things following it?
Yes. The ministering spirits of the grand universe are classified as follows. 1. Supernafem. 2. Seconafem. 3. Tertiafem. 4. Omniafem. 5. Seraphim. 6. Cherubim and Seraphim. And 7. The midway creatures.
Okay, and an easy way to remember these, if you want to try to memorize some of this stuff, is this. If you think of a supernafem, that's a super angel, right? Supernafem. And those are paradise level angels, right? And the next level down would be what?
Havona. Second and third,
right? Havona and the orbs around, I mean the seven circuits of Havona, right? So you got the second and third there, right? Seconafem and Tertiafem, Tertia being third. Omniafem are basically, if you think of omni, it goes all over everything. And Omniafem, we're going to learn a little bit later, are associated directly with the infinite spirit and in doing jobs for the infinite spirit. So that's a little bit different type of angel, right? And Seraphim is the angels of the seven super universes, right? That's what we get assigned to us. And the cherubim and seraphim are their assistants, okay? So that's an easy way to remember them. And the midway creatures, they group them in this group even though they are not, in essence, an angelic type of being. It's a ministering spirit, but it's not an angel, right? They're more like an ascendant creature like we are. They're just assigned to a planet for a long period of time. Okay.
The individual members of the angelic orders are not altogether stationary as to personal status in the universe. Angels of certain orders may become paradise companions for a season. Some become celestial recorders. Others ascend to the ranks of the technical advisors. Certain of the cherubim may aspire to seraphic status and destiny. while evolutionary seraphim can achieve the spiritual levels of the ascending sons of God.
Okay, so seraphim can earn their right to go on as phenalogers like we do eventually, okay? And the cherubim, if they do their job properly, they can become seraphim, okay? Seraphic order. So all of them, all of the angel orders do change as they go up. They do evolve also, so they can earn their right to go on this great adventure that we have coming also, all right? That's what they say here. They're not stationary. They can move from job to job very easily. Okay? I'll take the next one. The seven orders of ministering spirits, as revealed, are grouped for presentation according to their function of greatest importance to the ascending careers. Creatures. All right. Dennis, are you there? You back yet? No? Okay, Linda, you want to take that one?
Number one, the ministering spirits of the central universe. The three orders of Supernathim serve in the Paradise Arona system. Primary or Paradise Supernathim are created by the infinite spirit. The secondary and tertiary orders serving the Arona are the offspring of the master spirit of the spirit.
Well, I lost about half of that one, Linda. You came in and out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your sound came in and out of there. Why don't you read it one more time? Let's try it again, because I don't think we got about half of it. So.
Okay. Let me know if you can hear me.
Okay.
The ministering spirits of the central universe, the three orders of Supernatum, serve in the Paradise of Arona system. Primary, or Paradise Supernatum, are created by the infinite spirit. The secondary and tertiary orders serving in Havana are respectively the offspring of the master spirits and of the spirits of the circuit.
Okay, so the primary Supernatum, like I said just a minute ago, are offspring of directly from the infinite spirit. But the secondary are the offspring of the master spirits, and the tertiary are the offspring of the spirits of the circuits. Okay, so each one of them, types of angel, is created by a different type of being. Okay? All right. And the next slide I have is a picture of that. Okay? And these are... this is the types of jobs that these created seraphim do. Okay? And it's kind of interesting. I'll let y'all look at that later. Read through it. It is worth looking at anyway. Okay. And this next one is... Let me see here. Alright. This is another slide on the types of jobs that these ministering spirits of the super universe and what the types of jobs they have, and they are the conductors of worships, the masters of philosophy, custodians of knowledge, directors of conduct, interpreters of ethics, chiefs of assignment, and instigators of rest. Okay. Okay. Let's keep going. Millie, would you take the next one?
Yes, as soon as I've turned my speaker on.
All right.
The ministering spirits of the super universes, the Seraphim, the Tertiaphim, and the Omniaphim, Secundaphim, the children of the reflective spirits, variously serve in the seven super universes. Tertiaphim of origin in the infinite spirit are essentially dedicated, that's a plural word, tertiaphim,
yeah.
Their origin is in the infinite spirit, and they are eventually dedicated to the liaison service of the Creator Sons and the Angel of Days. Omniaphim are created concertedly by the infinite spirit and the seven supreme executives, and they are the exclusive servants of the latter. the discussion of these three orders forms the subject of succeeding narratives in this series.
Okay, so let's just make sure we hit the highlights of a couple of these things. All of these are ministering spirits, and they work all the way down to the seven super universes, right? And they are dedicated to the service of the Creator, Sons, and the Ancients of Days, with the exception of the Omnia Femme. The Omnia Femme is exclusively dedicated to the work of the Infinite Spirit and mostly the seven supreme executives. And they're the servants of these seven supreme executives. And that's why they're called Omnia Femme. They go through all the different levels, okay? And that's an easy way to remember them. But they basically work on the jobs that they are assigned by the seven supreme executives, okay?
The seven supreme executives are what?
Are exactly what they are. They're executives of each of one of the seven super universes.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Three, the ministering spirits of the local universes embrace the seraphim and their assistants, the cherubim. With these offspring of a universe mother spirit, mortal ascenders have initial contact. The midway creatures of nativity on the inhabited worlds are not really of the angelic orders proper, though often functionally grouped with the ministering spirits. Their story with an account of the seraphim and cherubim is presented in those papers dealing with the affairs of your local universe.
Okay, and we know from reading before that that two seraphim and two cherubim, or a cherubim and a sanobim, is assigned to us when we reach the third psychic circle, right? Remember that from previous reading? And they are considered real angels, but the midwayer group, it says right here, are not really considered part of the angelic order proper. Right, they're more like servants of the local planet until we reach light and life, and then they're released to become ascending pilgrims just like we are. Okay, so they have long job. They're considered the permanent citizens of a planet until we reach light and life. Okay, I'll take the next one. All orders of the angelic host are devoted to the various universe services. They minister in one way or another to the higher orders of celestial beings, but it is the Supernaphim, Seconaphim, and Seraphim who in large numbers are employed in the furtherance of the ascending scheme of progression, progressive perfection for the children of time. Functioning in the central, super, and local universes, they form that unbroken chain of spirit ministers which has been provided by the Infinite Spirit for the help and guidance of all those who seek to attain the Universal Father through the Eternal Son. So these angelic orders are created, that are considered children of the Infinite Spirit because they're what? They're ministering spirits, right? And they follow us from the beginning of our existence as a mortal all the way up through finality and paradise, okay? And that's what these different groups do. Right, so that's why they're so important to us. All right, Linda, would you take the next one?
Sure, let me know if you can hear me.
Okay.
Supernaphim are limited in spiritual polarity regarding only one phase of action, that with the Universal Father. They can work singly, except when directly employing the exclusive circuits of the Father, when they are in power reception on the Father's direct ministry. Seconaphim must voluntarily associate in pairs to be able to function. Seconaphim are likewise limited and, in addition, must work in pairs in order to synchronize with the circuits of the Eternal Sun. Seraphim can work singly as discrete and localized personalities, but they are able to encircle only when polarized as liaison pairs. When such spirit beings are associated as pairs, the one is spoken of as complemental to the other. Complemental relationships may be transient. They are not necessarily of a permanent nature.
Okay, let's go over this pretty good, because this is kind of a confusing paragraph, because they start out the paragraph talking about Supernaphim. Do you see that? And the spirit polarity. And then halfway through the paragraph, they start talking about Seconaphim, two different types of angels, right? So don't get the two confused. All right. The Supernafem work in the Father's and the Son's spirit always have to be paired. Okay? They normally don't work in singly. They can do things singly, but they won't be in the circuit if they are. Okay? They can do jobs, but they won't be in circuited. To be in circuited in the Father or the Son's circuit, now they don't say the Spirit circuit, but the Father's and the Son's, they have to have two of them. Okay? Now, then it goes on, and it starts talking about Sakonafim, which is kind of confusing because they're just talking about Supernafim, right? Okay? And normally...
Wait. They can work singly... except when directly employing the exclusive circuits of the Father.
And so the Son.
They have to be in pairs when they work...
For the Son also, that's right.
Okay.
They do. For both of those circuits, they have to be in pairs. Now, the infinite spirit circuit, that's not necessarily true. Okay? But, of course, they're
by
of the...
circuit, you mean in their realm.
Yeah, in their realm. In circuits, what I'm talking about, remember we talked about... I don't know if you were there or not, Millie, about the three circuits, the Father's circuit, the Son's circuit, and the Spirit circuit. The Father's circuit being the personality circuit, right? The Son's spirit circuit being the spiritual circuit. And the Infinite Spirit circuit being the mind circuit, okay?
Or, I seem to remember that.
You remember that? Okay, that's the three circuits that they're talking about here. Now, the Supernafim, to work within the Father's and the Son's circuit, must be in pairs. Okay? Likewise, the Sakonafim, in order for them to work in the Father and the Son's circuit, they must be in pairs also. Right? But they do much of their... They can work singly, though, also. Okay, but they won't be in circuited if they do. Okay, that's the difference. Now, also, when they work for us on this planet, they always work in what? Pairs. There's always a polarity involved, like a positive and a negative polarity. It goes on all the time. And also, the cherubim work the same way, don't they? Even though it's a cherubim and a seraphim, they're still considered a pair. Okay, so that's why you have two seraphim assigned to you, okay? Because they always work in pairs within, not as individuals, okay? And it goes on to say these complemental relationships may be transient and are not necessary of a permanent nature. So they could be assigned to each other for a long period of time and then sometime in the future be assigned with another seraphim. Okay? All right, does that make sense? Did I muddy it or make it a little clearer? I hope it made it a little clearer. All right, let's keep going. All right, next we're going to move to the mighty Supernafim. I don't even remember who that's in this term. Millie, would you start the mighty Supernafim?
Did we read about the brilliant creatures of light?
Did I miss the last
paragraph above? No, we skipped it.
I'm sorry, I did skip it. Okay, the brilliant creatures of light. I'm glad you saw that. I must have hit it twice.
The brilliant creatures of light are sustained directly by the intake, this one's important, by the intake of the spiritual energy of the primary circuits of the universe. Urantia mortals must obtain light energy through the vegetative incarnation, but the angelic hosts are incircuited. They, quote, have food that you know not, unquote. They also partake of the circuiting teachings of the marvelous Trinity teacher sons. They have a reception of knowledge and an intake of wisdom, much resembling their technique of assimilating the life energies.
Okay, we have two subjects on this paragraph, too. First, they're talking about the intake of spiritual energy. This is how they stay alive. They don't eat. They take in energy through the spiritual circuit. Okay? Just like we have to eat vegetation or meat or whatever to get light energy. It's broken down in our bodies, and that's what gives us energy, okay? So, basically, this is the way they stay alive. This is their food, okay? The spiritual circuit. All right, and just like we have to have food to eat, we get light just like the angels do, believe it or not. But our light, it's from the vegetation taking in the light, converting it into molecules we can use, and we digest it, and that gives us energy, right? But the angels just take it directly from the circuit, okay? Now, the other thing they mention here is that they also partake of the circulating teachings, is what they say here, of the Trinity Teacher Sons. Now, who are these guys? The Trinity Teacher Sons are the Danels of the universe. They're paradise sons of God, okay? And they become real important when we reach light and life. And their job is to help us convert, once we get to that point of light and life, to teach us and help us understanding spiritual values and concepts. So these angels partake of this knowledge, the same knowledge of the Trinity Teacher Sons, okay? And it says here, an intake of wisdom much resembling the technique of assimilating the life energy. So they get this information just like they get their sustenance to live. Okay? So,
and rather like osmosis.
Rather mm-hmm. like osmosis. That's exactly right. You know, so...
Roger?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Pam. Pam? I lost you. I can't hear you.
Everything stopped. Why haven't you asked Pam to read?
Because she's not got a book with her tonight. She's just listening.
Oh.
Pam, can you hear me? Pam, turn your mic back on. Maybe you double-clicked it. I can't hear
okay.
her.
Yes, you're...
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Is it loud?
Yeah, no, you're good.
Question is that I thought I heard or read that on the Maranja Worlds, and I don't know what level that is, that you partake of food nourishment with no excrement.
That's right.
And so at what level does that happen?
When we get to the level of a first stage spirit, I believe.
Okay.
You stop actually taking intake of food. And you start to become encircuited, I think, somewhere around that age. Now, I could be that could be an error, but I believe that's the case.
Now,
Dennis might know that. Dennis, are you out there yet? No, he's not out there yet. Okay, go ahead, Pam.
So what you're saying is that when you first go to the Maranja Worlds, you are partaking of a nourishment where you don't excrete.
That's right, you do. It's a physical food, though. It's a Maranja-type food, just like you eat now. It would be too much of a shock to you as a person not to
do that.
Yeah, not to do that, you know. But apparently, sometime in this process of these 570 different levels of Maranja being, you become less and less needful of a physical...
Associated, right.
Yeah, with a physical food, because you become less and less physical, too. Right, so some type place in that period of time, you actually start partaking of the spiritual circuit. But it would make sense that it would be as a first or second stage spirit, one of the two.
As you move through the mansion worlds, doesn't your Maranja body get lighter and lighter?
Yeah, it's tweaked as you go along. That's right.
Yeah, so the lighter it gets, the less there's a need for
probably
food.
So. Probably so. It's a different type of nourishment, probably, with each level, right?
I hope it's chocolate.
Might be something better than chocolate, yeah. There's nothing better than chocolate. Okay.
You know, Chicky always said if they didn't have chocolate in heaven, you wouldn't go it.
All right, let's go on. The mighty Supernafem.
The Supernafem are the skilled ministers to all types of beings who sojourn on paradise and in the central universe. These high angels are created in three major orders, primary, secondary, and tertiary.
Okay, that was that... give me one second. That was that slide I just went over just a minute ago. Give me
Right, these are the ones who work in paradise.
That's right.
The mighty ones. The mighty
The Supernafim. Think of super, right?
Super, yes.
The super guys, right? That's why they call them Supernafim.
And they're broken down to?
Huh?
They're broken down to the primary Supernafim.
Primary Supernafim.
Secondary
and tertiary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's keep moving here. Get the right mouse again. Okay, primary Supernafim. Linda, would you take these? Because I'm talking.
Now, we have secondary Supernafim and tertiary Supernafim, but we also have Saconafim and
tertiary. Yeah, that's right. Those are
different. It's getting confusing.
Yeah, those are different types of angels.
They're the next step of angels.
That's right. That's the next step down. Now, think of Supernafim as the ministers of what? Paradise.
Paradise.
More than anything, right? And then going down into Havona. Paradise and Havona, right? All right. Okay, so let's go to the primary Supernafim. All right.
Primary Supernafim are the exclusive offspring of the conjoined actor. They divide their ministry about equally between certain groups of paradise citizens and the ever-enlarging core of ascended pilgrims. These angels of the Eternal Isle are highly efficacious in furthering the essential training of both groups of paradise dwellers. They contribute much that is helpful to the mutual understanding of these two unique orders of universe creatures. The one being the highest type of divine and perfect will creature, and the other the perfected evolution of the lowest type of will creature in all the universe of universes.
Okay, so y'all think about this. They're talking about paradise citizens and ascending pilgrims, two different groups of beings. Paradise citizens are created perfect, aren't they? And these Supernafim help these paradise citizens understand us lowly, ascenders that show up on their turf and help them deal with us. They also help us deal with them. Okay, understand them. So we got the paradise citizens that are descending sons of God. Do you see that? And then we have the mortals that come in. These are ascending sons of God. Now, interesting thing we're going to find out when you get to the fifth circuit, I believe it is, in Havona, you can make paradise and not be a citizen. You'll be joined by two other beings all the time, but you can actually go to paradise and explore it and that sort of thing. So you can actually visit paradise before you go in the terminal sleep and actually become a paradise citizen. Okay, so you get a little bit of foretaste of what's coming as you go through this study to learn how to recognize the deities. But these Supernafim are very helpful in these groups that come in, and once you actually get there, to associate yourself in these new surroundings and learn about spiritual matters. Okay, so that's the primary Supernafim, super angels, right? Okay. And remember, they are the direct offspring of the conjoint actor. And that's the slide I get it. Let me stick this up so that people at home can see it pretty good. Okay. They divide their ministry equally between certain groups of paradise citizens and the ever-enlarging core of paradise pilgrims. Okay. They come directly from the infinite spirit. Okay. Let's keep them. Okay. All right, and we just read. Linda. Millie, would you take the next? Actually, take the next two paragraphs, Millie, because it's real short. All right.
I'm getting feedback.
Sorry, who are you getting it from?
The work of the you.
Really?
I think, when I talk and I hear it, you blink. That's okay. Right. The work of the primary Supernafim is so unique and distinctive that it will be separately considered in the succeeding narrative.
Uh-huh.
The secondary Supernafim are the directors of the affairs of ascending beings on the seven circuits of Havona. They are equally concerned in ministering to the educational training of numerous orders of paradise citizens who sojourn for a long for long periods on the world circuits of the central creation, but we may not discuss this phase of their service.
Okay, so these are still super angels, right? Supernafim. But they're secondary supernafim. And they're associated with the affairs of the ascending beings on the seven circuits of Havona, right? But they're also involved in ministering to the paradise citizens who go from paradise down to Havona, to the seven circuits of Havona. You see that? So they help both groups, okay? And these are secondary supernafim, okay? Let's keep going. I'm going to take the next one there.
Okay. There are seven types of these high angels, each of the origin and one of the seven master spirits, and in nature patterned accordingly. Collectively, the seven master spirits create many different groups of unique beings and entities, and the individual members of each order are comparatively uniform in nature. But when these same seven spirits create individually, the resulting orders are always sevenfold in nature. The children of each master spirit partake of the nature of their creator and are accordingly diverse from the others. Such is the origin of the secondary supernafim, and the angels of all seven created types function in all channels of activity open to their entire order, chiefly in the seven circuits of the central and divine universe.
Okay, so we got seven master spirits, and there's seven types of these angels that are created, right? But they all partake of the nature of the master spirit that created them, okay? The reason they do this is as we go up as ascenders, the nature of these angels are more closely akin to us in our universe, okay? But they still have the information of all seven of the master spirits, right? But they're more akin to that one type that creates them. Okay? Alright. Let me read the next one. Each of the seven planetary circuits of Havona is under the direct supervision of one of the seven spirits of the circuits. You got that? For each of the seven rings of planets or circuits, there is one of the seven master spirits, okay, as the supervisor, okay? Hence, uniform creation of seven master spirits, though partaking of the nature of the third source and center, the infinite spirit, right? These seven subsidiary spirits of Havona were not a part of the original pattern universe. Do you see that? Mm-hmm. Okay. They were in function after the original eternal creation, but long before the times of Grand Fonda. So they appeared, right? They undoubtedly appeared as a creative response of the master spirits to the emerging purpose of the Supreme Being. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. And they were discovered in function upon the organization of the grand universe, the infinite spirit, and all of its creative associates as universal coordinators seem abundantly involved with the ability to make suitable creative responses to the simultaneous developments in the experiential deities and in the evolving universes. So, as these beings were needed, these seven master spirits, right? As they needed to come into existence, they appear. Isn't that interesting? So they haven't always been there, and they think it's a reaction of the Supreme Being, the will of the Supreme Being, which is kind of interesting. Okay. Tertiary Supernafim. Linda, would you take that one?
Tertiary Supernafim take origin in these seven of the circuit. Each one of them on the second of those circles is empowered by the spirit to create a sufficient number of high, superethic ministers of the tertiary order to meet the needs of the central universe. when the serpent spirits produced comparatively few of these angelic ministers prior to the arrival in Havana of the Pilgrims of Time, the seven master spirits did not even begin the creation of the secondary Tepanathan till the landing of Jane Fanda. As the order of the two orders, the tertiary Supernathem will therefore receive first consideration.
Now, this is interesting because the tertiary Supernathem appeared first. Isn't that strange? They appeared before the secondary, right? Which is kind of interesting. I still didn't figure out what the thinking behind that was. But, okay. The tertiary Supernathem. Lynn, or Millie, would you take that one?
Got it. Three, the tertiary Supernathem. These servants of the seven master spirits are the angelic specialists of the various circuits of Havana, and their ministry extends to both the ascending pilgrims of time and the descending pilgrims of eternity. On the billion study worlds of the perfect central creation, your
seraphic
associates of all orders will be fully visible to you. There you will all be, in the highest sense, fraternal and understanding beings of mutual contact and sympathy. You will also fully recognize and exquisitely fraternize with the descending pilgrims, the paradise citizens who traverse these circuits from within outward, entering Havana through the pilot world of the first circuit and proceeding to the outward, to the seventh.
So the paradise citizens are going just the opposite direction that we are, aren't they? They're coming out and we're coming in, okay? These tertiary Supernathem, these are still super angels, right? Supernathem serve us both in Havana, right? Okay? So that's the tertiary group. Let's keep going.
I still don't understand why they have to leave paradise and go back. Go outward.
So they can have the experience. See, they're perfect. They're already born as perfect beings, Millie. But they don't have experiential knowledge. So by going down, they gain some of the experiential knowledge of the Supreme that we already have going up. Okay? And what we gain is perfection eventually. They go from perfection and gain the experiential knowledge. So that's what they're lacking, is the experience. They have the perfection, they don't have the experience. And we're going to find out a little bit later, when we get to that first circuit, they're talking about, or the seventh circuit, we're only perfect in one aspect, and we're going to learn about that tonight. Okay, so we have a lot of things to become perfect for. We got a lot of flaws we have to take care of. So that's why they come down.
I don't understand why, if they're perfect, they have to get experience.
Well, it's just like the same reason that God the Supreme is the God of experience. He has to gain experience. It's the same principle. Coming from non-perfection, going to perfection, rather than going the other direction, learning about the other direction. Okay, and then I have a nice slide here of all the different, all the different types of supervisors in primary and supernafim as you go down. You can look at that again later.
Yeah, it's also the same concept of Michael and his seven bestowals.
That's right. The exact same principle, isn't
it?
Exact same principle. Okay. Let's see where the next slide is. Okay, transfer personalities. Now give me 1 second here. We'll leave that slide up for just a minute. Okay. This is a little short. You want to take this one and the next one?
Yeah. That core of tertiary Supernathem, which is chiefly assigned to the service of the Pilgrims of Time, is classified as follows. 1. The Harmony Supervisors. It must be apparent that some sort of coordinating influence would be required, even in perfect Havana, to maintain system and to ensure harmony in all the work of preparing the pilgrims of time for their subsequent paradise achievements. Such is the real mission of the Harmony Supervisors, to keep everything moving along smoothly and expeditiously. Originating on the First Circuit, they serve throughout Havona, and their presence on the circuits means that nothing can possibly go amiss. A great ability to coordinate a diversity of activities involving personalities of differing orders, even multiple levels, enables these Supernifim to give assistance wherever and whenever required. They contribute enormously to the mutual understanding of the Pilgrims of Time and the Pilgrims of Eternity.
Okay, this is the Harmony Supervisor. Interesting. I always find it interesting they give these beings names that kind of indicate what kind of job they have, don't they? You know? So these beings basically are these angels basically creates harmony between the Pilgrims of Time and the Pilgrims of Eternity, which is the Paradise Pilgrims, right? And that's the Harmony Supervisors. All right. Dennis, do you want to take the next one, the Chief Recorders? Oh, before we move on, too, the Harmony Supervisors work in the very first circuit, too. You know, the seven circuits of Havona? They work in the first circuit, okay? And in Paradise, okay.
So they're like the buffer, right?
They're like the buffer between Havona and Paradise, right? Okay. Buffer zone, as you say, you could say. All right. Dennis, you want to take the next one?
Yeah, sure. Chief Recorders. These angels are created on the second circuit, but operate everywhere in the central universe. They record in triplicate, executing records for the literal files of Havona, for the spiritual files of their order, and for the formal records of Paradise. In addition, they automatically transmit the transactions of true knowledge import to the living libraries of Paradise, the custodians of knowledge of the primary order of Supernova.
Okay, so these are the angels that do all the recording of everything, right? Pretty much. And they give this knowledge to the living libraries of Paradise. Remember the other night, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how there's a physical record and a living record. Well, that's what we're talking about here, these living libraries of Paradise, right? It's a living record of everything that goes on, okay? And these are the angels that do this. And they are created on the second circuit of Havona, okay? Let's keep going. Linda, would you take the next one?
Number three, the broadcasters. The children of the third circuit spirit function throughout Havona, although their official station is located on planet number 70 in the outermost circle. These master technicians are the broadcast receivers and senders of the central creation and the directors of the space reports of all deity phenomena on Paradise. They can operate all of the basic circuits of space.
Okay, so these are the beings that are responsible for the broadcasts, right? And they originate on the third circuit, even though they have a planet out on the seventh. What is it? Planet 70 on the outermost circuit. So, but they originate on the third circuit. And interesting how these angels are assigned. There's a group of them assigned to each circuit, right? Okay. Millie, would you take the next one?
Yes. Number four, the messengers. The messengers take origin on circuit number four. They range the Paradise Havona system as bearers of all messages requiring personal transmission. They serve their fellows, the celestial personalities, the Paradise pilgrims, and even the ascendant souls of time.
So we even have a messenger we can send for a personal message, don't we? And these originate in circuit number four, right? So we've gone down through four circuits of angels, right? Still talking about Supernifim here. All right. Number five.
The intelligence coordinators. These tertiary Supernifim, the children of the fifth circuit spirit, are always the wise and sympathetic promoters of fraternal association between the ascending and the descending pilgrims. They minister to all the inhabitants of Havona. and especially to the Ascenders by keeping them currently informed regarding the affairs of the universe of universes. By virtue of personal contacts with the broadcasters and the reflectors, these living newspapers of Havona are instantly conversant with all information passing over the vast new circuits of the central universe. They secure intelligence by the Havona graft method, which enables them automatically to assimilate as much information in 1 hour of Urantia time as would require 1,000 years for your most rapid telegraphic technique to record.
So they can record stuff pretty quickly, can't they? All right. This always, first time I read this, I thought maybe these guys were like the spies of space or something, you know, intelligent coordinators. But they're not. They're like living newspapers. Okay. So they have the intelligence of everything that's going on in the universe. Okay. And they can relay this information onwards. Right.
They are the ICA instead of the CIA.
That's right, ICA.
Coordinate angels.
That's right, that's exactly right, okay? And these originate on the fifth circuit. You notice how we have these angels that go all the way down through all the circuits, you know? So all the way up as we go through these circuits, we're going to encounter different beings and different angels to help us along on different things, okay? We're going to find that's more and more true here, okay?
I think the mathematics that breaks down to 7 Urantia books per second.
7 Urantia. That's a lot faster than we can do, isn't it, Dennis?
What they're able to assimilate.
Yeah. It's only taken me 40-some years. All right. Dennis, would you take the next one?
The transport personalities.
Yep.
These beings of origin on circuit number 6 usually operate from planet number 40 in the outermost circuit. It is they who take away the disappointed candidates who transiently fail in the deity adventure. They stand ready to serve all who must come and go in the service of Havona and who are not space traversers.
Okay, so if it's not in space, we have to have an angel to take us there, right? And that's what these transport personalities do. They also, if you fail to recognize the deity in your deity adventure as we go up through the circuits, if you get to, let's say, all the way up to recognize the Son, but you cannot recognize the Father for some reason, you have something that goes wrong where you don't, they will take you back down to the Havona, or to the super universe, as I should say, to gain more experience so that you can try it again at a later time. But it's these transport angels that do this for you. Okay? And they're on circuit number 6.
Okay. Roger, I had read something recently, and I'm not remembering how it stated, but it was something about the disappointed mate with the other one failing recognition, and so they have to go back, but they're not able to join their mate, and they're assigned to somebody else.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean reincarnation?
No, it's not. This is exactly what they're talking about here, is one of the couple, you know, like if you're going through the universe
yes.
with another person, not being able to recognize a deity, then they are sent back for more experience and more training until the point where they can recognize that deity. And the mate is not allowed to go back. They must tarry in paradise there until they catch up.
I see.
Okay.
So it's more on the Urantia level.
No, it's on the spirit level, because you're, by the time you get to the Havona circuits, you're already a first day spirit. Right?
Okay.
That makes sense. But they would send you back to the super universes, and I'm not sure what stage spirit they would consider you. I think you would already be considered a first stage spirit. You don't lose that. You just need more training to be able to recognize that particular.
So where are you?
Normally, well, they could depend on where you fail. They could send you back to Havona, or they could send you back to the super universe for more training.
The super universe. Where would you be on the super universe?
The system capital.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean going back to square one.
Oh, no. No. No, you'll never go back to square one. This would be...
I didn't understand that phrasing because I don't have a whole grip on...
Yeah, no, it would be the super universe capital, I would think.
I see.
And okay. You start retraining from there and go through the, you know, whatever circuits you need to do. And depending on what point you failed, they may just send you back to one of the Havona circuits to re-experience something there because you didn't get it, you know.
I see. Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
I think they'll also talk about it a little more later. And
they do.
I think it says that the partner who is waiting
teaches
is a teacher.
That's right.
And kind of hangs out maybe for 1,000 years. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, waiting for their mate or partner to come back up through the through the deity adventure.
That's right. That's right. It's not like we stand around and do nothing for 1,000 years ever. You know. It'd get pretty boring pretty quick. Okay, and next I have
that also kind of speaks a little bit about what happened with Adam and Eve.
It does.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're so close. The relationship is so close that for example, you know, Adam would betray the planet, his planetary mission, in order to stay with his mate. And
yeah.
Suffer the same fate as his mate.
Yeah.
You know, it's a... the loyalty is... The loyalty for your mate seems to transcend the loyalty of your job or even your planet.
It does. You know, it's interesting that we develop relationships that can start on this planet like that, isn't it, Dennis? You know, that can go forever out through eternity. That amazes me. And another thing about Adam and Eve, too, is Adam realized this probably from knowing this information. Wouldn't you think, Dennis? I would.
I don't think Adam got up that high, but I think the pattern is there.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so, too.
They were in school together for 35,000 years.
Yeah.
Training before they came here.
Yeah.
So, who knows how old they were or how long they were together, but it was certainly more than 35,000 years, and they defaulted after only 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, 117 years or so.
Which is nothing to beings like that, which is...
Right.
Yeah.
Like you and I, right.
Yeah. Did you have a question, Pam?
It was me, Roger. I was asking what your question was. You speculated about something that I didn't hear.
I speculated about whether Adam and Eve, through their training, you know, to become Adam and Eves, really, if they knew, had knowledge about this process when you got up there. And maybe that's, like Dennis says, he wanted to stay with his mate, which was Eve, you know. So maybe that works all the way down through the entire hierarchy of the system. You know, that's what I'm speculating on. So... It's possible, you know. But the connection between two beings is so strong, it's amazing. It just really is. It can survive things beyond our human comprehension, probably. But I just find that really interesting. It's amazing what love will do. Okay, then.
Yeah, but I don't think Adam made the right decision. I think he decided wrong. He just went against the father and his will and his plan and his government and everything.
I think he did too, because they may have rehabilitated Eve or something and sent her back down. We don't know. You know, we don't know what could have happened. Because it didn't work out that way, do we? You know, so he may have
because Michael sent them a personal message.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're both on the Council of 24.
Yeah.
You know, directing the events of this planet.
Yeah.
Overseeing it.
Yeah.
So
it's just always been.
You know, he wasn't judged in rebellion.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't adjudged in contempt of the universe either.
Right,
so,
and neither was Eve.
Yeah, neither one of them. And they made a.
Right, it was an error in judgment.
That's right, error in judgment. And the other thing is, the only.
And they were also tricked. Besides
yeah,
that.
Yeah. The only bad thing for us is we didn't get the benefit of their ongoing knowledge and wisdom over through all these years. You know. And I'm sure they still feel bad at being on the 24, even as they see what's going on this planet today, you know, probably. So, of course, we don't know the big picture. You know, we have to look through jaded eyes. This planet may be on a perfect course the way it's going right now, and we just think it's not, you know, so.
Well, I think so. And also, if we didn't have the default by Adam and Eve, we probably would not have gotten the bestowal by Michael.
That's true.
So, it is compensated for.
Yeah, we are. We have certain benefits of by what's going on, what we've gone through, if you think about it. We really do. The benefits have outweighed the things that's gone bad, they say in the book. So, I guess we each have to decide for our own. Okay. All right. I've got
just that we know that Adam and Eve are on the council gives us an idea of how forgiving the heavens are.
That's right.
If they can forgive that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, if you think about them being material sons and daughters, they're not that far higher than what we are they? They're trained to come and be mortals, right?
Right.
And the amount of,
They made a mistake,
just like we make a mistake.
That's right.
Now, the slide I have up behind me here is of the tertiary supernafem, the transport personalities, and these are the beings that take you back to the super universe. It's just a slide of that. So, okay. Let's keep going. All right. The reserve core. Who just read? Dennis? Linda, would you take the next one?
Sure. I don't know where we are.
Oh, section 7.
I got it. The reserve core. The fluctuations in the work with the ascendant beings and other orders of beings morning in Havana make it necessary to maintain the reserve of Supernafem on the pilot world of the seventh circuit where they take origin. They are created without special design and are competent to take up service in the less exacting phases any of the duties of the superapic units of the tertiary order.
Okay, so they have they basically have a whole group of backup angels, don't they? In case they need them. That's basically what they're saying, right? All right. Secondary supernafem, okay? Thank you.